Attention, we are trying out new mics, so some of the sound has a bit or a lot of static. Bear with us as we figure it out. Please enjoy.
Welcome back to season three! For those of you who are new here, we are the Beyond Adventure Podcast. We plunge into different realms of Call of Cthulhu. This season, we're diving back into the terrifying cosmic horror set in eerie Appalachians of West Virginia. You might remember the campers from season two. Well, this time, our four adventurous players are stepping into the shoes of their grandparents. Now, let's go ahead and introduce our new investigators. Semi-new.
Hi. I'm Daniel Ortegi. Why are you gonna do it like and that? I play.
That was good.
No, you're right.
And I play Alexander Young, grandfather to Connor Young. And I am a detective at 42 years old.
All right. I'm Angie, playing Dorothy Lear, grandmother.
Grandfather?
No, grandmother of Grand-confused? Myra Lear. And she's 48.
I also have PTSD.
And what's your occupation?
Oh, well, it says research librarian,
archivist.
Archivist. A librarian for short. Wink.
He's female, too.
Anyway,
my name is Joel O. I was in the previous podcast. I play a character named Theodore McAllister, the grandfather of everyone's favorite camper, Evan McAllister. And I am an investigative 40-year-old investigative journalist.
My name is George M. I am playing Martin Gomez, a union organizer and community activist. For the people, by the people, Martin Gomez.
I don't think that came out in the... What year?
1970, 1969.
I don't think this came out
right now. We're not in the story.
To now we did. To now
when
we
jump in.
I don't know. That was pretty in character.
Tommy both for him. Tommy's been doing that for ages.
And now will be your keeper, Sonny Ray Fontanes. Cool. All right. You guys ready to go ahead and enter Appalachians?
I think we're gore.
Connor.
Threw that back.
That's all a callback.
Easter egg.
For you fans.
The humid air of late summer 1969 hung over West Virginia, thick with the scent of pine and unspoken dread. The national news cycles were dominated by whispers of the impossible, winged creatures in Point Pleasant, strange lights over the mountains, and growing unease that settled deep in the bones of the populace. It was a time of tradition, and four desperate souls, it was the beginning of an unraveling. Day one, the seeds of dread. Morning. In Moundsville, Marshall County, at West Virginia Penitentiary Courtyard, Detective Alex Young faces last nightmare. Two inmates had vanished from their cells overnight with a trace. Guards blame ghosts, but Alex, scared by the prisoners' past horrors, felt a deeper, more terrifying truth. An anonymous call about similar disappearances in a remote logging community hinted at something far beyond human explanation. As right now, Alexander Young is looking into his files of those two inmates, and he will go ahead and describe their information right now to you.
As I take a drag off of my cigarette, and I just puff out, and I put it in my ear.
It's literally
very carefully.
It's a sweaty little cigarette.
Okay.
The hat catches fire.
Oh, because I wasn't wearing a hat.
Oh, the hair catches fire.
Okay, I put it nicely on my ashtray, and I look at these pictures of Bartholomew Barty Grimshaw,
yep,
and Silas Crowley Shiv.
Right. Now, the record should be right there all for you to go ahead and just show and talk to the people.
Well,
you don't have, you can give a brief explanation.
It says their convictions Shiv was convicted of grand larceny, assault with a deadly weapon, a knife, and Bartholomew, Barty, was convicted multiple counts of aggressive assault and attempted murder. Well, these... I was going to say something bad. These animals are going to be going away for a long time. Or put to death. I haven't read the rest of my notes yet.
Well, it says here...
predatory gaze. Other inmates and even seasoned guards reported that the way Bart looks at you now, like a starving dog with a piece of meat, his eyes developed an unnatural pale glow in the dim light. There's so much reading here. And then this one, dietary anomalies. Oh, so he's super skinny. No wonder. He probably can get through the bars. He deserves a chair.
Wait, are you saying that?
I am saying that.
Question.
Answer.
We're not there with him, correct? It's just this is it's him and his own.
Yeah, separate. This is just me. Well, as I'm looking at these pictures, I grab my pistol, my firearm, my handgun, and I'm cleaning it as I'm looking at a picture of them. And then I take another smoke, another drag of my cigarette, and I put the pictures down, and I start going into a daze about what I would do if these people were in front of me.
As Alexander Young is going to a daze, as he's getting his nicotine hit, you're able to go ahead and do two choices. You can either go ahead and investigate Moundsville only, or you get to go ahead and follow Anonymous' tip. So which point or path do you want to go ahead and take? Or I should say choice, excuse me.
I like Anonymous' tip. I want to go.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. Alex secures a day off, informing his superiors. It's okay.
On my day off?
You'll see. Whoa. You'll see. Relax. Because you need to do things. Wow. You need to do things off the record.
I'm a detective.
Oh, lazy.
You need to do things off the record. Alex secures a day off, informing his superiors he's pursuing a lead on a possible interstate escaping ring. He packs his old place issue 38, a worn notebook. The shadows of the penitentiary dodging his every step as he heads towards Polk County. Midday. Now, as I go ahead and enter the days, we do not have a time frame yet. But more or less, right, Alexander Young started more or less around between 8, 9, 30, 10 o'clock. Midday, we would say probably around 11-ish, right, because obviously 12 o'clock would be noon. So midday, Point Pleasant, Mason County, Theodore McAllister. Squinted through the viewfinder of his Rolleiflex, capturing another blurry, almost too fast to see image of what locals insisted was the Mothman soaring over the TNT area. The craze was dying down after the Silver Bridge collapse the previous year, but Theodore felt a lingering truth that wasn't just a cryptid. He'd been cross-referencing witness accounts with seismic data, inexplicable radio interference, and a chilling pattern of localized power surges. He found an old local newspaper from the early 1900s, barely preserved, describing strange light phenomena and unexplained animal hysteria that eerily mirrored current events. His investigation was leading him away from the cryptids and towards something larger, a pattern of energy. He decided to visit the local historical society in Harmony Creek, renowned for its obscure religion artifacts, hoping to find more neglected records.
There's no way this can be real. It's a well-made replica. But I need to be able to be sure, so I gotta go and investigate these two.
Now, two choices you get to go ahead and choose now. Focus solely on Mothman. Or, obviously, you get to go ahead and still pursue the historical pattern, Harmony Creek.
We'll go to Harmony Creek.
Okay. Theodore uses his journalistic contracts to secure a brief slot at an upcoming historical society presentation, eager to access their archives. Afternoon, Cole County, Fayette County, In the oppressive heat of the afternoon, Martin Gomez stood at the mouth of the abandoned Black Hollow vein mine. His usual fight for workers' rights had turned existential. Miners were terrified, not of unsafe conditions, but of things in the dark, whispers that ate your mind.
¿Qué me estás diciendo? ¿Cómo? ¿Qué?
Two men from the recent cave in had been committed, muttering about the non-echolent angles and preserve wet darkness.
What?
Martin's pragmatic union mindset was being challenged by raw primal fear. He'd heard vague whispers of historical society meeting in Harmony Creek that might touch on local superstitions, hoping to find a cultural root to his panic, anything to rationalize it.
Oh man, the workers are hearing growls in the mines. That doesn't make any sense, but everything I heard from my past says a curse was broken. No. I think I need to go to the library or do some more research, I think, but why? Where should I go?
So now you got two choices, right? So you could go ahead and dismiss this as hysteria, or you could go ahead and seek answers at Harmony Creek. Now, obviously, you sound like you probably want to go ahead and probably seek answers at Harmony Creek, but still you have that option.
Mr. Gomez walks back to the entrance of the cave, and he speaks to his workers, and he tells them to calm down, that this is all in their head, that Mr. Blumpkin's needs for the coal is more important currently than their fear to continue mining. It's just a few more feet down. And if anything, we're gonna get out of this with a little bonus. Is that not what we all want? Come on.
Yeah. Did the word Blumpkin was Korean back in
Blumpkin?
That's what you said, Blumpkin?
It's Mr. Blumpkin.
Ah, Mr. Blumpkin.
Mr. Blumpkin's demands.
Mr. Blumpkin, y'all. So obviously you dismissed it as hysteria, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So obviously Martin's focus on material conditions prevent him from seeing the true threat, possibly leading to more tragic accidents in the mines. Now, evening. Regional Library, Morgantown, near Trans-Allegheny Asylum. In the Morgantown Library, librarian Dorothy Lear spent her evening poring over brittle county records. She uncovered a disturbing historical pattern, strange disappearances, and severe mental illnesses from the late 19th and early 20th century. These events clustered around specific dates, often aligning with astronomical phenomena or local festivals. What truly alarmed her was a reoccurring, unsettling symbol found in old Trans-Allegheny lunatic asylum patient forms, a symbol now appearing in recent vandalism. This wasn't coinciding. It was an ancient signature, hearing of a historical society meeting in Harmony Creek that might shed light to the obscure Appalachian folklore. Dorothy knew her research required her presence there.
As I'm taking a sip of my very hot coffee, I forgot the sugar.
You burn your lip.
I burn my tongue, not my lip. I'm looking through the records you said, right?
Yep.
Oh yeah, I've seen this before. Wait a second. Hold on. There it is again. This must mean something.
Now, Dorothy has two choices you could go ahead and choose. You could either go ahead and continue your solitary research, or you could go ahead and attend Harmony Creek meeting.
I do like my meeting. I go ahead and take another sip of that hot coffee.
It's time to switch to coffee.
So you're gonna attend the meeting?
I will attend that meeting.
Okay. Dorothy packs her research notes, a quiet determination setting her jaw. Or you go ahead and pick him to go ahead to Harmony Creek. So, since all four players went ahead and chose their path of locations where they want to go ahead and go, now the event is going to go ahead and start. So, Alexander Young.
Can't wait to shoot something.
We went ahead and took the anonymous tip. The location that Alexander Young goes ahead and pulls up into is the abandoned sawmill. Outside towards the silent rusting machinery of the sawmill, the air here carries the faint smell of sawdust, mingles with something else, something metallic. For you, if you can, go ahead and I want you to roll for spot hidden.
Ooh, all right. Get some rolling here. What is my spot hidden? 65. That means I'm very good at looking.
42.
I pass.
Ah, success! He finds a heavy-duty work boot left behind a near-large saw blade, scuffed and worn, but with a chilling detail. Deep, unnatural bite marks along the sole and heel, almost as if something tried to chew through the tough leather.
So I pull out a baggie from my back pocket, and I'm like, I'm going to need a bigger bag. So I pull out another bigger bag from my other pocket. and I stick my hand in the bag and I pick up the boot. And then I put it in the Ziploc bag or bag. I don't know if they have Ziplocs back
then. Evidence bag.
Evidence bag.
Evidence bag.
They had Tupperware.
Who pulls out a Tupperware from their pocket?
It's useful in this era. Go ahead.
But I look at it. And I seal the bag, and I look at the boot. How would it fit in these? My size shoe. Okay. So I want to look at it and know, and like think, like,
where's the other one?
Where's the other one? And somebody got my size feet. And might be dead. Oh, gosh. Or somebody was attacked.
He also sees a faint drag marks, inconsistent with a human body, leading from the mill's floors towards a dense forest.
And we're at a sawmill?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's dragging logs around. Not just kidding. I want to follow.
Can I roll spot hidden one more time to take a closer look at the drag marks?
Go ahead.
What is it?
Ooh, that's a extreme. No.
What is a
not extreme success, but it's a.
What you got?
It's a good success. I got a 26 out of 65.
So you passed.
So I got better than half. Yeah.
Okay. Good. So I didn't use the tracks. You noticed that the other footprints that I was dragging was very unusual.
Almost
as if there's a claw sticking out on one of the toes, you could tell.
I want to... I'm going to look around and I'm going to look and see if there's anybody like around me or maybe if there's somebody who maybe saw something.
As Alexander examines the evidence, an inexplicable cold drops further, stealing the warmth from his body. A low guttural growl, impossibly deep and filled with a chilling hunger, echoes from the deeper recesses of the cabin or just outside the windows. The air itself seems to thicken, and the sickly, sweet metallic odor becomes overwhelmingly potent. The shadows in the corner deepen, something to read.
Okay, I'm going to grab my gun and have it at the ready. And I'm going to crouch down and get close to the wall.
As he's getting close to a wall, just right behind him with his peripheral, a figure lurches into the view. It is Silas Shiv Crowley, no longer human, but a towering, unnaturally gaunt and skeleton being. His limbs seem too long, his joints bend unnaturally, and his eyes glow with desperate, all-consuming hunger. He makes a low, chittering sound, too animalistic for a man, too intelligent for a beast. He is drawn to Alexander's presence, an intruder, and a potential meal. So,
does he see me?
Oh, he sees you. So that's what you see him too with your Oh my gosh! I just said the word peripheral. Right. Okay. So as you're going, right, as you're bending out with your gun, with the peripheral,
the corner of your eye.
Huh?
The corner of your eye.
Yeah, the corner of your eye. Thank you.
I want to... He sees me in full view, right?
He sees you, yes. So what you could go ahead and do, okay, you either do two things. You could go ahead and you could go and confront him. Would you be able to go ahead and use your firearm or brawl? You could do that. Or you get to go ahead and take the chance to go ahead and to flee.
Okay.
Flee. Don't be a hero.
I am going to pick up, in one hand, some dirt.
Pocket sand?
Pocket sand. And I'm going to have it in my pocket. And I'm going to go up to this thing. Whoa, 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 whoa.
You're going to whoa, whoa, whoa a creature?
Yes, I'm going to, where is it?
You really gonna fight it?
You're gonna Chris Pratt the creature?
Yeah, for real. What is
I'm going to intimidate.
You're going to intimidate
in that this beast.
That.
You're gonna intimidate
I want it? To intimidate it. After I picked up my pocket sand, I go up to this thing. Hey, you're not supposed to be here. With the gun still in my hand. And I'm gonna intimidate. Yes. I'm going to intimidate Shiv and be like, Shiv, you know you're not supposed to be here.
As you're looking up to it, right?
Detective.
Yeah.
Detective. You really think you're going to go ahead and take me down?
Can I roll for intimidation, though?
You go ahead and roll for intimidation.
19.
What's
your intimidation?
55. I rolled a good success.
Okay, good. So, as Shiv goes ahead, he's getting closer, trying to intimidate you. He noticed in your hand, your gun, and your fist balled up with a little bit of dirt coming out. He stops and looks at you. As he grunts towards, looking right at you. Now, since you're going to go ahead and fight... Go ahead and choose your next action.
He's not about fighting.
I never said I was fighting.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to choose your next action.
Okay. I'd be like, Shiv, you're looking a little bit hungry. I could get you some food right now. But you're going to have to do something for me.
Food?
Some good food. Not human food. Good food. I'm talking about some real, like, some carne, some real...
Taco Bell.
All right.
Some season.
Stiff still looks at you, waiting for you to go ahead and continue for the offer.
And I'm a be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to give you this, Shiv. I'm going to put my gun back in its holster, because I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to find out what happened. What's going on, and why you look like that? You know,
goofy detective.
Go ahead if you can. What will be trying to go into convince?
Charm.
That would be charm.
Would that be a charm kind of thing? I mean, I feel like.
Go ahead and roll for charm.
Would it be on advantage or?
Advantage only right now because of the fact that you did
intimidate
him.
Okay. Here we go. Ooh, yes. Let's go.
79.
Hold up. The guy got advantage.
5.
My thing is, oh, no way. I have here it's a 30. But I pass with a fine with an extreme success.
Shiv stares at you and nods his head up and down, meaning yes, you'll go ahead and do what you say.
And I look at him and I say, buddy, I got you. I got you, Shiv. Alright? So let's go into this room over here. And I'm gonna put you in there so nobody gets scared. You don't want to hurt nobody, and you don't want nobody attacking you. So let me put you in this room, and I'm going to get you something.
Shiv goes ahead and starts to follow him right into the room. And in last second, Shiv wants to go ahead and change his mind because of his animalistic ways. He still wants to go ahead and try to take a quick bite at you.
Okay, I'm going to roll dodge.
Go ahead.
Because I also had an idea.
I will probably have to go ahead and roll for strength because he needs to go ahead and throw you.
He's going to throw me?
That's his thing.
Okay.
Can you roll first?
Yeah, I'm going to roll dodge.
22.
50. I made it. Big success.
He made it too. With the strength of the throw. Because he had a 6.
Yeah. Oh, so he got extreme success.
Yeah.
That beats my success.
So, but Shiv goes ahead, grabs Alexander just by the shoulder area. So you can go ahead and throw him and still eat him. But Alexander, with his pistol and his quick cunning experiences, still goes ahead and tries to take a shot at him.
Okay, so while he grabs my shoulder, I'm like, I knew you would not listen, you damn dirty. And I'm going to pull my gun out and point it at his head. Do I have to roll sanity at all because I saw him?
Not yet.
Oh, really? I thought I'd be freaking out at his grotesque body.
Not yet.
Who am I?
Go ahead and roll for dexterity. That would be more of dexterity.
Where's my dexterity?
Up top?
60. Let's go. Come on, please.
47.
Another pass!
Nice.
I was going to put your luck all the way to 100 with all these rolls.
Yeah, I know, which is pretty good. 47, and what was it again?
60.
60. So, Alexander Young goes ahead, pulls his pistol towards the head of Shiv. But Shiv, trying to go ahead and run away last minute, Alexander goes ahead and pulls the trigger, but hits Shiv right in the collarbone area. So, as soon as Shiv gets hit, he hears a guttural scream. And he goes ahead and runs away as quick as he can.
And then what I'm going to say is, you're not going to get far. And I want to,
you can go ahead and check.
I want to go to the door, shut the door, and say, I'll get you later.
You're a goofy detective, for sure.
I could have killed this thing if I wanted to, but I was trying to tame it.
Tame it as a man.
Not anymore.
He was acting like an animal.
Don't we all sometimes?
Don't we all sometimes?
Don't we all have those days?
As the event goes ahead and ends, Alexander Young goes ahead, puts away his gun, goes into his car, and he heard about a meeting in Harmony Creek. He goes ahead and starts to leave right now towards Harmony Creek.
I wanna, once I go back to my car, I'm gonna look at my pistol. And I'm going to unload it and then put it to my head and be like, you, and try and contain myself.
And you could have got away.
Yes.
That was actually really good.
A new story has begun and nothing's being held back. Our players have yet to find out the mystery and happenings of what goes on in Appalachians, West Virginia. But join us next time for the story to continue and see if our players can uncover the hidden truths that lie ahead. Beyond Adventure Cast consists of Sonny Fontanez as The Keeper, Joel Ortegi as Theodore McAllister, Angie Ortegi as Dorothy Lear and editor of the podcast, George Morales as Martin Gomez, and me, Daniel Ortegi, as Alexander Young. Follow us on our social media and check out our Patreon, where we will be posting new episodes a bit earlier than when they air for everybody on YouTube. Check us out, guys. If you guys can help us out, we would greatly appreciate it. And remember to subscribe to the YouTube and hit that bell for notifications when we drop brand new episodes. Join us for this adventure, and I can't wait to see you guys all next time.